All right, it may be the month of January, but things are certainly heating up in the Big 12 Conference with men and women's basketball, specifically the Iowa State Cyclones, and that is where our next conversation will take us at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are headed into Ames, Iowa, and Hilton Coliseum to visit with the Dean of Big 12 Women's Basketball Coaches. He built Iowa State Women's Basketball into one of the nation's elite programs, 19 years with the Cyclones. He is truly one of the most respected and premier coaches in the nation. It's such a pleasure to welcome in, and I have to say, and share. He is a Big E favorite. It's great to have on with us this weekend Iowa State head women's basketball coach Bill Finley. Hello, Bill. It's good to have you with us.
Alyssa, always good to talk to you again. Hope you're doing well.
Well, listen, I am doing well, and before we talk about the present, I always like to look at the past, and it's been an incredible journey for you. I have a very long memory, and one of my favorite memories about your program is that dramatic win against UConn in 1999, and you handed them their first loss in the regional finals. I mean, it was an incredible group of ladies.
Yeah, it was. That's probably a game, Alyssa, that a lot of people around here point to as maybe a game or one of the games anyway that kind of made us turn the corner. That was an exciting time for our team, and certainly, anytime your name is mentioned in the same sentence with UConn, it gets people's attention. Obviously, UConn is the premier program in our country. They haven't lost many games, and it's still one of those things that even though it happened a few years ago, it's something we're very, very proud of and something that our fans still talk about. And certainly, in coaching, there's always certain moments that you remember. And those kids on that team that kind of got this thing going, Monica Heumann, who was the very first player we recruited here, hit the three, her round, maybe not around the world, but certainly around Ames, that won that game for us.
Well, it certainly was a signature victory. I have to ask you, though, as you reflect back, I mean, what kind of impact did that have with you in terms of with your program and with recruiting?
It helped a lot. I mean, obviously, that's a program that it gets a lot of attention on ESPN. And so people kind of gave us a little more credibility. It allowed us to, I think more importantly than recruiting, Alyssa, gave us some credibility, some street cred, I guess, in our own community. It allowed us to start to build some things. It showed that what was possible. We've always had great men's basketball here. And our fans said, hey, we can also have a good women's team. And certainly that was a big part of it. But that kind of got it going and it showed what was possible. I think as a coach trying to build a team or when you deal with young people, the dream of, and the hope of a possibility is a great thing, and that certainly showed there were some possibilities that we could do some special things, and we've done a few. There's always more to do, but certainly that was a moment that we're very, very proud of.
We are talking Big 12 women's basketball this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elyssa Walker-Campbell, going one-on-one with Bill Finley, Iowa State head women's basketball coach. And so congratulations, Bill, on such an amazing start so far, the best in school history. You've got the Cyclones playing at a very high level. What has been the key to such a sensational start?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, Hallie Christopherson, who's our senior, all Big 12 player, has played at an amazing level, All-American. When you throw the word All-American out there, as you know, Alyssa, that sometimes people get a little little exaggerated, but Hallie's played an amazing start to our season. We have two juniors, Nikki Moody and Bryn Williamson, who've done really well, three-year starters for us. And probably the thing that surprised everyone, we're starting two freshmen, and Jada Buckley, Shauna Johnson have been all Big 12 freshmen of the week, I think 5 of the 9 weeks. And we went from a team that had great size last year to a team that has very little size this year, but we've spread the court, we've shot the ball well, and I think to our kids' credit, we've figured out what we do well, we've stayed away in large part to what we don't do well, but overall, it's been a group that has figured out some things, they play well together, and certainly we've found ways to win, and we've gotten contributions from a lot of different people. We play 7 kids a lot. 6 of them, I think, could be starters. And all 6 of those kids have had at least one game of over 20. So we have 6 kids we can put out there that can score. And luckily, it's been at least 3 a night. And hopefully that can continue.
Well, I want to highlight your sensational freshman in Jada Buckley here in just a minute. But, Bill, you've been in this business a very long time, 25 years as a head coach, 19th season at Iowa State. What was your belief coming into this season as far as its capabilities? You're saying it's got a little bit of a smaller lineup. Obviously, they have exceeded your expectations coming into this point, and what a great segue into Big 12 conference play and picking up 2 road wins.
Yeah, there's no question. We thought we could compete and be a team that could do some things. No way I thought we'd be where we are. And as we all know, there's a long way to go. But we've done what we're supposed to do up to this point. And as you mentioned, Lisa, you know, winning two road games in this league is really, really big. We won our state championship. And in our state, that's important, beating UNI Drake in Iowa. We beat Auburn, which is a good team. So, we've done some good things. But you didn't know how we would handle the lack of size. Certainly, you really didn't know how our freshmen would handle the limelight and coming into the Big 12 to play. But so far, so good. They've started literally since the first day of practice. We knew they were going to be out there, and we've kind of built our team around Hallie, number one, but certainly we've had to build our team with the knowledge that we were going to start two freshmen, and luckily it's worked out up to this point.
Iowa State head women's basketball coach Bill Finley joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and watching you guys on tape, it's evident you have your team, Bill, playing very hard for a full 40 minutes. But what are some of those key areas, those transgressions that you guys have got to still clean up?
We're turning the ball over a little too much. I think we're trying to make some plays that aren't there. I think defensively, with the new emphasis in the rules, we had been, at least, really good up until maybe the last three games about not fouling people. We've always been a team that has not fouled much and put the other guy on the free throw line. We must do a better job of that. And then I think the other thing is trying to develop some depth in the post. We don't have a whole lot of size there. We actually brought a kid off of our volleyball team in to help us with some depth because our backup center tore ACL early in December. So I think, you know, those are the things that you know, we sit there as a coaching staff and go, okay, for the grind of 18 games in this league, what are the things that we can certainly quantify and certainly show our kids? And I think those are things that, especially after the first two Big 12 games, that we have to do a better job of. And I, the good thing is our kids understand that, and we've worked hard to do that in practice, and hopefully we're going to shore some of that stuff up.
One of the things I heard you talk about in your press conference, too, is that this is kind of a quiet group of ladies, inherently quiet. How do you get them to be more vocal and to get fired up? I'm sure they got fired up in that OT win against Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's hard. They're really, really nice people. But I don't know if we live in a world of, you know, tweeting and texting and, maybe conversation, isn't as what it used to be. But, you know, we talk a lot about it. To be honest with you, we don't worry as much about it as we did initially because there's certain things you're not going to change. So we really try and identify certain situations, whether it's, you know, on especially on defense or, you know, repeating play calls or whatever. But the thing about it is during timeouts, when they're together, they have their own way of doing it. It's working out okay. As a coach, you'd like to walk into a gym that's loud and squeaky shoes and everyone screaming and howling. That's just not the nature of our team. And the one thing we've tried to do here from day one is, you know, embrace who we are and not apologize for what we're not. And that's who we are. That's our identity. And as long as they play hard and they are playing as hard as they can play, we'll figure out another way to communicate and hopefully get some things done.
It is a very special season for the Iowa State Cyclones. We're talking about his women's basketball team, Bill Finley. And as we get ready to wrap up our interview, let's talk some more about Jada Buckley, this standout freshman guard. She's 5'8". I understand one of the challenges for her is that she's passing up shots. And you had said passing up a shot is as selfish as taking a bad shot. I've never had that problem. How do you pull that out of her?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that's had that problem. But that's just Jada's personality. I think I watched her play in high school, obviously, a number of times and saw her shoot the ball once or twice. She loves to pass. She loves to give the ball up. She doesn't want to take a bad shot. And I think as a freshman, Lisa, as you know, she might be like, okay, I'm going to defer to the older kids. But we've tried to get her to be another option. And I think in the OU game when, you know, she had 29 points, she goes 9 for 10 from the field, 6 for 7 from the three. You know, she understood that there were situations that you have to take a shot. There is a shot clock, and it's almost like a turnover when you pass up something good and you put your teammates at risk because now they have to take a tougher shot or you force something. So we're getting there. I don't think it's going to change immediately in the TCU game. She only took three shots the game before. So we got to get that going. But I think a game like that, now she knows she can do it. And she set the bar pretty high for herself. So hopefully she gets the hint now.
Bill Finley, what a pleasure to have you on with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay warm up there. What is the temperature up there in Ames, Iowa these days?
It's a balmy 10 degrees. But it's nice and warm in the Hilton Coliseum, Melissa. So we're not going to complain, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Sure appreciate getting back connected, and please stay in touch and say hi to all your listeners. I hope they all enjoy a lot of Big 12 basketball this
year. Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.